Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Told us on Wednesday that this was like any other game. Does it feel like any other game with the way that you guys played and the team that you beat?
I mean, yeah, they're the pinnacle of what you want your franchise to be. They've been that for the last 8 years. You know, anytime you get a chance to play, you know, the best and you can come away with a victory, you're going to be feeling pretty good. You know, there's a lot to be happy about. But like I alluded to earlier this week, it's never as good, never as bad as you think. So got some stuff to clean up. We'll watch this one tomorrow and get rid of it.
Josh, you were 75% throwing. I mean, only three completions. You got three incompletions to clean up. But could you talk about how he was able to get into a run today?
Yeah, I think Joe did a good job of scripting some stuff early on. Couple bad pocket movements by me, taking a couple sacks that I shouldn't have. There's some stuff to clean up. That the stat sheet might not say it, but some stuff to clean up.
Did you take a breath in those last 22 seconds?
Oh, absolutely not. No. Again, that's Mahomes. You know, everybody knows his greatness and what he's meant to this sport. I mean, you never know what's going to happen with the ball in his hands, but I'm proud of how our defense played there at the end.
Josh, when you guys play, it's always you and Pat is the conversation. But in this game, there were so many unlikely heroes and players that stepped up. Who stands out to you as some of those guys?
I think offensively, again, our O-line did a great job. We got a 100-yard rusher, you know, against the Chiefs, which does not happen too often at all. The way that James ran the ball tonight was awesome. I thought Elijah's catch there on second down, that flag route, was a really, really tough catch. He's been working his tail off, blocking in the run game, doing everything right in practice, and he had some opportunities. Had an opportunity tonight, and he made the most of it. So very, very happy for him.
Josh, you out here playing football. You never knew that you broke the record today for most touchdowns for a quarterback in NFL history. I know it's probably the first time you heard about that, unless my guy Kevin let you know. But what did that mean to you for breaking such a record?
It means I'm doing my job. That's all it means.
You mentioned last week you were talking about happy feet or maybe too much energy. Is that similar when you're talking about the sacks?
I could have easily stayed in the pocket and tried to progress through. And getting a little antsy there in the pocket. But that's going back to trusting my feet, trusting the 10 guys on the field, and just working through some progressions.
Yeah, I know that this is say you 28 points and you win the game, and three incompletions was mentioned. But did you feel even with all that there's some meat left on the bone?
For sure. It's never, like I said, it's never as good, never as bad as you think. But we're going to be happy about winning football games in the NFL.
That's good balance out there today. What was it like to make sure that y'all was, hitting all cylinders, especially on third down? And how important was it?
Yeah, I mean, it talks to our guys, locking in, having a really good week of practice. That's where it starts. And we got to continue to carry this over into the next next week.
Josh, talk about Dalton Kincaid's performance today. I mean, he's not out there a lot. He's a lot of snaps where he's not out there. But when he is out there, it looks like you are getting him involved. Talk about him a little bit.
Yeah, he's an absolute stud. You know, continues to get better and better. And I feel like each week he's getting better and he's getting healthier, which is awesome. So it kind of shows you the type of player that he is and can be. He's going to continue to progress. And, you know, my relationship and my trust in him is only going to continue to grow.
Josh, you know early in a game when it's kind of clicking, when you're on. Can you tell, like, halfway through the first quarter this is going to be one of those?
Yeah. You know, to be candid, it's, yeah, you feel it in your mechanics sometimes, or at least I do. I can't speak for every other quarterback, but early on in the game, you know when you're, I call it slotted, where the ball's coming out of your hand is as good as you really want it. I've been working really hard over the last couple of weeks trying to get back into that feeling, and felt like I had a good feeling early on in this game.
How'd you guys find answers to their man coverage?
Again, guys doing their job, doing what they're supposed to do, making plays. I think Joe giving us answers, and yeah, it's great.
What are the advantages of being able to run under center and then build a passing game off of that, the run success?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's extremely hard for defenses to combat that, and, you know, you want to commit to one thing or another, but, you know, given the guys that we have, I think we have a really good opportunity to be really good at both. But, again, it starts with our O-line and James Cook.
You're doing a bunch of stuff on the sideline while the game is going on, but did you see any of the plays from Cole or Max that were pretty notable in this game?
I mean, I think, obviously, if you're talking about the one running down the sideline with Worthy on the go ball, yeah, that's why we got Max here, you know, to be able to run and make some plays for us, and I thought Cole played outstanding tonight, but our D-line had a tremendous game. I felt like just getting pressure on their quarterback.
There's a run mix balance. You talk about being in a rhythm, and how did this game feel in that regard of the mix of not only run pass, but how the distribution of the ball?
Yeah, again, just trying to go out there and execute each and every given play call, trusting what Joe's calling. Again, if it's something underneath that's open, just take it early, especially early. But finding completions and just trying to stay in front of the sticks.
Does it feel like it's evolving?
Or yeah.
How can you put into words like where you are, just in how you view the offenses?
Well, we feel like this is more of who we are. You know, let James go and do what he does. Be able to run some play action, again, finding completions, and when we need to drop back, you know, especially on third down, we got the guys capable to go make plays for us.
Big win.
Last
here.
One for Josh.
Big win for Kansas City, but how do you guys build off of this year?
Yeah, just continue to carry it over in this week's practice. Learn from this tape and get ready for next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.